A young man was seriously injured when he was struck by a driver in a crosswalk on Sunday night in Sackville. Sergeant Eric Hansen of the Sackville RCMP says that the young man was transported to hospital in Moncton and that his injuries are not life-threatening.
December 11th at approximately 8 p.m., the RCMP in Sackville was dispatched to a collision at the crosswalk of Main Street and King Street in Sackville. A vehicle struck a pedestrian, and the pedestrian was seriously injured and transported to hospital, but injuries are not life-threatening. No fatalities in the collision. The driver of the vehicle is okay physically, and we are continuing our investigation today, including doing a mechanical inspection of the vehicle that was involved in the collision.
Okay, so you're checking to see that it was functioning properly.
Correct.
Okay. Was the pedestrian in the crosswalk there? That's a marked crosswalk, is it not?
Yes, it's a marked crosswalk, and the pedestrian was crossing with the flashing lights at the crosswalk.
The crosswalk in question crosses Main Street near King. Hansen said alcohol was not a factor in the collision, and as of Monday afternoon, no one had been charged.
Right now, nobody has been charged, and too early to say as to whether any charges would be in this case or not would be considered.
The first to arrive on the scene of the collision were the Sackville Fire Department, with Ambulance New Brunswick and the RCMP arriving about 30 minutes after the collision, according to witnesses on the scene. Sackville Fire Chief Craig Bowser deferred CHMA's request for information on the incident to the RCMP. Ambulance NB took the injured man to hospital in Moncton, as the Sackville ER had already closed down for the day. CHMA reached out to MetaV for information on the response time of the ambulance. According to police scanner monitors, there was no rapid response unit available to come to the scene until an ambulance could arrive. Sackville resident Ron Kelly Spurls came upon the scene of the collision shortly after it happened. Kelly Spurls stopped to offer a hand at the scene and then later left to bring his kids home. Upon his return, he was surprised to find that the ambulance had not yet arrived.
I was actually surprised that the ambulance seemed to take such a length of time. I've probably interacted with ambulances here 10 times over the last 20 years. And generally, you know, you could, they'd be here in a few minutes. Like, so I was quite surprised that, but, you know, again, it's probably been 10 years since I dealt with one, but I was quite surprised that it took such a long time. And when I came back, I totally thought there'd be an ambulance there. So.
Another Sackville resident, Ashton Pino, was also surprised and disappointed in the length of time it took for Ambulance NB and the RCMP to arrive at the scene. The Sackville Fire Department were much faster, but Pino said that crew was limited in what it could do.
When the fire department did show up, like the volunteer firefighters and the fire trucks, like they were fast for what they could do. I found that they did a really good job. It's just really sad to see that it took so long for an ambulance and the RCMP to show up, especially when it was a pedestrian that was hit by a vehicle.
Sergeant Eric Hansen says the mechanical inspection of the vehicle and witness interviews will be completed as soon as possible.
Not really anything more to say at this point. It's unclear still. We still have some interviews to conduct, so it's still unclear as to exactly why the vehicle struck the pedestrian. The identity of everyone involved is known, and there's still some follow-up that we're doing today and tomorrow with some witnesses, but I don't have any other information at this time.
In a letter to students Monday, Mount Allison President Jean-Paul Boudreau said the pedestrian victim of the collision was a Mount Allison student. He said university staff have been in contact with the student's family and will be working to support both them and the campus community during this difficult time. The university offered drop-in counseling for students on Monday and says students can contact the Student Wellness Department to seek campus services or contact a counselor covered under the Student Union's health plan.